HD Smartcast. You are listening to a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi guys, I'm Prasun
Banerjee,
and I'm back with another episode of
Etc. A podcast
where we talk about everything technology. And this is the one where we take a hot
topic in the industry
and clear all misconceptions around it. With two 5G smartphones expected in India next week, the internet of course is full of rumors. So I decided to take the next 5 minutes to skim through some of the information, or misinformation as I should call it. First, the two 5G phones are from Chinese companies Realme and iQOO, which I talked about in the episode earlier this week. But what does owning a 5G phone really mean for you right now? In short, the answer is nothing. You can tell your friends you have a 5G phone, but that's about the extent of it right now. Internet service providers in India like Airtel, Vodafone, etc. aren't ready to launch 5G yet. And more importantly, our government isn't auctioning spectrum right now. The government plans to auction spectrum for 5G connectivity near the end of this year or early next year. So, optimistically speaking, we'll not have usable 5G connections anytime before 2021. In fact, if we assume that it'll take them another 6 or so months to test 5G connections after the auctions are done, realistically we're looking at 2022 as when India really gets 5G. Moreover, 5G internet's biggest impact actually is on industrial IoT, smart cities and things like that. So even if your phone connects to 5G networks, there's a good chance that it may not physically feel faster. What 5G does is it lowers something called latency. Latency is the time taken by data to reach from your device to the target or vice versa. What's worth noting here is that the difference between latency and bandwidth is important. We have 100 Mbps internets in India, which means 100 Mbps is the bandwidth. So imagine a road which can take 5 cars side by side. Now if you expand this road, then there can be more cars side by side. That's bandwidth. Latency is how fast the cars can go from one end of the road to the other. So the smoother the road, faster the cars can travel. And that's exactly what 5G does. It means that 5G does bring faster internet for you, but this would be more useful for things like CCTV cameras or pretty much anything that needs to work on a real-time basis. Smart cars, you know, smart policing, smart governance. So what I'm trying to say is that the actual benefit of 5G may not be as obvious to you as it was when we moved from 3G to 4G. So, why are companies advertising the 5G aspect already? Well, for one, the Indian government, like many other governments, pegged 2020 to be the year of 5G. Now, that didn't happen, but if you consider the phone as an access point, that makes things a little clearer. Historically, an access point has always been ahead of available technology. As a result, since your phone is something that lets you connect to the internet, it should be ahead of the curve. You may not have 5G today, but your phone should be 5G ready, so that when the connections are available, so are you. While that's one explanation for why 5G is being promoted, there's another more important one. And that's the fact that phone companies literally have nothing new to sell phones on. Users are changing phones slower worldwide because there's nothing new in the next model. The new model that you see coming up is usually not an upgrade over your old phone, which means that 5G becomes the hip new thing to talk about. Just like augmented reality, virtual reality, smart speakers, etc. But as many of my friends have pointed out to me over the past few weeks, at least you can physically use those technologies. You can't use a 5G connection right now. Basically, if you're buying a 5G phone today thinking it'll give you better connections, it will not. Instead, you will pay a premium for no reason. So it doesn't really take a genius to see that 5G shouldn't factor into your buying decision right now. Having said that, manufacturers have every reason to stay ahead of the curve as well. So that's it for this week. What did you guys think of this episode? Is there something you guys would really want me to cover? Write to me. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Undertaker. Yes, you heard that right. That's UNDERTECHER. Or you could just write to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Talk to you next time.
This was a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.